USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator, as reports say a judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, having certified public accountant John Zabel now take over through the end of the year. Britney Spears going in today's court proceedings knowing she had a powerful backer in Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
For the court to throw out her lawyer based on a secret medical report that she couldn't access, the lawyer couldn't access, and couldn't be charged is something straight out of Kafka.
Cruz said if a cultural icon like Spears can't get justice, what does it say to the 1 million or so others in America under conservatorship? The U.S. House this evening approving a measure to suspend the nation's debt ceiling through December 2022. It now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to fail. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Top brass in the U.S. military were facing mounting pressure again today from lawmakers to explain the way the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan went and why. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acknowledging the evacuation mission at Kabul Airport certainly wasn't perfect, but he also said he wanted to remind those lawmakers.
It was the largest airlift conducted in U.S. history, and it was executed in just 17 days.
Facebook debuting its new feature called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. The Reels feature allows users to create short-form videos with a multitude of editing options, trying to keep up with TikTok. Meanwhile, YouTube is banning prominent anti-vaccine activists. It's, in fact, blocking all anti-vax content. The Google-owned video site making the announcement as part of a new set of policies that it says are aimed at cutting down on anti-vaccine content and misinformation overall. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another lawsuit challenging a vaccine mandate, this time in Rhode Island, the vaccine mandate for health care workers there, getting a closer look by a federal judge now, as a hearing was held on Wednesday regarding the matter, with the judge making no immediate decision on a request for a temporary restraining order. At the moment, workers have until Friday there in Rhode Island to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been reacting to that Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are voicing their opinions on these mandates. With one example, here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And there's a possibility meth addicts in California could soon get paid for getting clean and sober. The Recovery Incentives Act has already been given the green light by that state's House and Senate. It's awaiting the Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.